and welcome to our Pixar Planet Practice commentary. I am Lightning Eclipse.
This is Jesus Free for Andy.
This is Peter, also known as Quicks Next to Me.
Hello, I'm Rachel.
And this is Lifted. I believe I forgot to say that in the intro. I apologize.
That's all right.
This short film was released at the end of 2006, I believe, but it was attached to the film 2007 Pixar film Ratatouille.
Yeah.
I think...
Sorry.
Yep. This was... When I saw this in the theaters, it was... I've never seen so much laughter in my life. It was very energetic, and people were clapping and clapping. It was great.
And it was also good because you think at the beginning that you're going to get something a bit scary, bit sci-fi, but then it ends up being probably one of the funniest Pixar shorts.
Yeah, I really liked it. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
The sound that little sphere makes on the alien's monitor is called Hero. It's a Macintosh system sound.
I can't get enough of that sound.
Yeah.
I love it.
You seem to be starting to incorporate that into a lot of recent Pixar films, like we saw in WALL-E.
Yeah. That's also got something to do with Steve Jobs having being the financier of Pixar. Now, the blobs here, they were going to be, they were made as blobs so that Pixar could get an idea of what it would look like and feel like, because the blobs were going to be, the humans in WALL-E.
I was just about to say that. That's funny.
I did not know that. Good to know. And as everybody probably knows, the character being thrown around in his room is a model of Linguini from Ratatouille.
And who's that under the bed?
Ah, yes, Tinny from Tin Toy.
Yay.
Oh, Tinny's in this short? I didn't see him.
Yeah, he's under his bed.
Cool.
And I just love that there with the ass crack. Yeah, it's so funny.
I have to say, I thought this was Linguini at first. When I first saw this short, I was so confused. But I think he has a different name.
And also, his hair color is black here, as far as I can tell.
I love that
and
little
Linguini's
face expression.
Is brown.
I love the subtlety that Pixar had. Like, if you just watch their facial expressions, it's amazing. They put so much work into that.
The facial expressions in the short, I think, are probably some of my favorites. They're just great.
See his eyes get bigger. It's fun to watch.
And they have a very cartoony yet not cartoony sort of style, I think, if that makes sense.
Now, I just have to say, who does the music in this short? One of my favorite composers ever, Michael Giacchino. It's very similar to Ratatouille, I think, but then you've got this sort of, it's sort of contrasted with the sci-fi theme of the short.
Yeah, the score in this, I think, is really amazing.
Now, when the UFO falls, the subwoofers in the theater are really overworking.
Yeah. it'd be really good to watch this short in a good quality sound system at home.
Could vibrate the whole house.
Okay. Yeah. And, Gary Rajstrom directed this, but he also did the sound work.
Cool. And I suppose this is the end of our commentary, so this has been Lightning Eclipse.
Peter?
Jesus Freak.
And Rachel.
Bye, everyone.
Goodbye.
See ya.
Bye-bye.